of what we fellowshipped last weekend, which was crucial. And we would like to encourage you to get into these messages. So for the next few weeks, we will give you a little tidbit, a little foretaste to whet your appetite so that you would get into these. We covered last weekend, as a general subject, the crucial revelation of life in the Scriptures. The first message was on how the bride comes into being, so that's altogether related to life. The second one was a man of God with the breath of God. So if we're going to be men of God, we have to have life. The third one was the key to being an overcomer, the law of the Spirit of life as it is related to the body of Christ. And then the fourth one was Romans 8, the focus of the entire Bible, the center of the universe. Amen. I hope those titles whet your appetite a little bit. On the matter of how the bride comes into being, I would like to ask myself this question so you can just listen in. How is my love life with the Lord? Is it real? Is it vital? Is it living? And is it fresh? I had to ask myself that just this morning. When we talk about a bride, we have to talk about life. When we talk about life, the crucial revelation is not our life, but it's God's life, the Zoe life. Right. How does this bride come into being? This bride comes into being, and let me just leave that there for a second and say this. What is the definition of love? What is the highest definition of love? This is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, the last part, and that is, we would give him the preeminence or the first place in our lives. So, this bride that we're talking about, who has God's life, comes out of our love for him. That means what? We contact this person in all things. Amen. In our daily living, all the things, we have to contact the Lord. Now, the first Roman numeral says this, paraphrased, the Bible is a book of a divine concerning a divine romance. Amen. So I asked the brothers to help me so I would maximize my time. And that is, I would like to give you one verse that's up there in the Old Testament that proves that the focus of Genesis chapter 2 is how a bride, the bride of Christ, comes into being. So I asked Andy to read Isaiah 54, verse 5. Listen to this verse.
For your maker is your husband.
Your maker. It's not merely, but not only the creator, but he is your husband. So this is altogether about a relationship between a divine man, that's the Lord himself, and us who would become his bride. Continue.
Jehovah of hosts is his name.
In case you missed it, your maker is Jehovah, God, and he is our husband.
Amen.
Now this is one verse out of the New Testament. New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
For I am jealous over you.
Aha.
With
why?
The jealousy of God.
Why?
For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
Amen. We are the bride of Christ. Now, where does this bride come from? I have a little diagram up here. And in... If you look at Genesis chapter 2, I don't know if you could see it, but anyway, we have Adam. Eve was created, not created, Eve was in Adam. Because it says in the day that he created them. So where was, he didn't create Eve, he built Eve. We know this. But where was Eve? Eve was in Adam. And then Eve eventually... The Lord took a rib out of Adam's side, and he built a woman. And that woman being Eve, came out of Adam. So Eve was in Adam, she came out of Adam. This is a picture of Christ. Where is Christ? He's in the heavenlies, he's also in us. Where are we? We are in Christ. And everything, the only thing that comes out of Christ, only that that comes out of Christ matches Christ.
Amen.
Now, if you look at the creation, Adam was to name all the animals, and he named the giraffe, he named this an elephant, he named this a turtle, and so forth, and he said, these do not match me. Because they didn't come out of him. They weren't out of the rib. You know, he took a rib out of Adam's side, which indicates the unbreakable, eternal life of God.
Amen.
That means that what? We, as the church, as the bride of Christ, come out of Christ.
Amen.
How do we come out of Christ? Through his death on the cross. Adam went to sleep, a rib was taken out, Christ went to sleep on the cross, and out of his death on the cross came blood and water, and this blood and water took care of our sins and enlivened us or germinated us, and now we are a part of Christ. So then when Adam said, this time, this is bone of my bone, the Lord Jesus says when he sees us, aha, this time all of us are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Now he looks at us, he doesn't see giraffes, he doesn't see hippopotamuses, he doesn't see all those, he sees himself.
Amen.
And this is what he wants. Listen, listen, when we were in the, well, my own personal experience, when I was in the denominations, that was like, we all were like scattered dry bones. And in the next message on the man of God and the breath of God, you will see that all these bones that were scattered there in Ezekiel chapter 37 typify something. What does it typify? It typifies graves. All of us, when we were in the denominations, we were in, quote, quote, graves. We were dead, buried, scattered, and of no use to the Lord. But when we came into the heart of God, and we came out of God, and we are here. Now we are no longer in our graves, but we match Christ in his life, nature, appearance, and function. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is part of the revelation, crucial, of life, because life began with grass, and then it progressed on to man in Genesis chapter 2, and then eventually it progresses on to God's life being expressed in each one of us as the church, as the bride of Christ.
Amen.
So what should we do? What should we do? Dear saints, we should be those who gain Christ.
Amen.
We should be those who obtain Christ.
Amen.
We should be those who lay hold of Christ.
Amen.
We should be those who express Christ.
Amen.
And then as we gain, obtain, lay hold, express, magnify Christ, then what happens? The bride is manifested.
Amen.
I like this. Do you like that?
Amen.
I like to be the bride.
Amen.
To manifest Christ. Only that that matches Christ can manifest Christ.
Amen.
That's why this picture in Genesis chapter 2, especially with naming the animals, and this one point on the outline I'll read. This is from message 1. The wife must be the same as the husband in life, nature, and expression. The Lord is not after a strange marriage. He's after someone who matches him in life and nature and expression, and that is the body of Christ. Dear saints, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the crucial revelation. The crucial revelation is that God's life has to be expressed in a group of people.
Amen.
And that group of people, when we receive him, take him in, is us. Amen.
Amen.
So I hope that just this little quick word will whet your appetite to get into these matters of how the bride, the breath, the key to being an overcomer, and the central focus, actually the center of the universe, is this matter in Romans chapter 8. I hope that we would be those who activate the law of the Spirit of life so that the Lord could have a bride that matches him in every way. Amen.
Amen.
The messages are on the website.
The messages are on the website.
Amen.
Please get into them.